Everything God's ever told me, he said, is impossible. And I have brought up my case. I said, God, this is impossible. You know what he said, John? He looked me in the face like I'm looking at you. He said, but it's doable.
This week, John Copeland hosts the Believer's Voice of Victory with his special guest, Jesse Duplantis. Join them as they begin an exciting study about vision and fulfilling your destiny. God is the ultimate visionary, and he has a specific plan for your life.
Hello, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and I'm also the CEO here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And I have a very special guest with us for the next 2 weeks. We're going to have the one and only Jesse Duplantis is going to be with us.
How you doing,
Jesse,
John?
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I'm really excited about it.
Jesse from Southern Louisiana, and he is bringing the Word of God to us. We're going to be talking about vision.
Vision. Most important thing in life is vision.
It is, isn't it?
Well, if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. So you need to know vision.
And I would say that most people have an idea of what they would like to see happen in their life, but they really don't have the vision for it.
Right.
And wouldn't you say that's true? That we kind of just go through life with the motions?
Right. The problem is that God gave us something called daydreaming. And so everybody daydreams, but daydreams are idle thoughts. Well, how do I know where my vision is? How do I know what we're going to do? I want you to call a friend and tell them to turn that television on. They're going to learn something this week, all this week, and next week. If you want to learn something, if you want something that works, what we're talking about today, and we're going to be talking about the next 2 weeks, John, works. I don't know about you. I like things that work.
Yeah.
See, daydreaming is idle thoughts. But when you get a vision from God, they become what we call determined thoughts. Now, determined thoughts never leave you because determined thoughts sets a path for you to go somewhere. And I've said it so many times, I just said it a while ago, if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. So many people are just kind of traveling. They don't have a destiny or a destination. People have asked me all the time, why are you happy all the time? Well, I tried sad. John, I really did. I tried broke. I ain't going to never do that again. I even tried sick. I thought that might be pleasing to God. That's the dumbest thing I ever did. I realized that God wants me to complete my destiny and reach my destination. But what he's given me is I'm the architect of my life. I think two statements that are totally erroneous concerning the Word of God is this. You know, God owns it all. No, he don't. Ladies and gentlemen, if God owned it all, you'd have no seed to sow. And then if you have no seed to sow, you'd have no harvest. And here's another one. You know, God's in control. No, he's not. God's not in control. Because if God was in control, there'd be no sin on the earth. There'd be no jealousy, envy, strife. There'd be no tsunamis, earthquakes, sickness, disease, if God's in control. Then I realized, well, who's in control? We are. In Psalms 115, verse 16, it says, even the heavens are the Lord, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. But if we don't take ownership, if we don't do our job, then all this other stuff gets blamed on God. And, you know, he's not saying anything about it because he gave this planet under our authority. Even the animals, you know, who shops? You know, an elk don't shop. Animals don't shop. People shop. You want an economy? They're always trying to get you to move this way. This is what we're going to be talking about. And I really believe that people are going to be blessed because they're going to get a direction. And a direction always leads you to something. And if you know where you're going and when you get there, you get satisfied. But once you get there, if you think that's the end of life, it's just the beginning. I never forget years ago, I was praying and the Lord put me on. I saw it as a football field. I was on the 1 yard line. Okay. And he was the quarterback, Jesus. And I was a split end. Boy, and he said, set, boom. And he throws, and I'm running like crazy to catch this ball. It's kind of like a vision, isn't it? And I catch it, and I go over into the end zone. So I want to do my dance, you know? You know,
the chicken dance?
Yeah, all that, whatever it is. Because I made a touchdown. But before I could dance, I was on another football field on the 1 yard line, and Jesus was looking at me, said, set. You see, because we never finish. We're going to be doing this when we get to heaven. I don't think I'm going to be laying on the ground and angels dropping grapes in my mouth when I get to heaven. It's a place of economy. It's a place that we're going to do some wonderful
things. Not only that, you're going to have the whole universe.
The whole universe. And, you know, I've studied that. I love the universe. I watch all those scientific shows and things of that nature. And I heard, in fact, I saw one day before yesterday, and they said, of all in our solar system, which is our world, per se, they say that Earth is in the green zone. That it just was an accident that happened. Mars is outside, so they're freezing. Venus is too close to the sun, so they're melting. Mm-hmm. But it was an accident that happened. Well, nothing's that good, John. I've never seen an accident that turned a car into a beautiful showpiece. I saw accidents cause destruction.
Well, if you want to talk about vision, though, the mm-hmm. vision that God has to create this mm-hmm. universe, I'm like you. I watch these shows and uh-huh. science and all that. And I'm not a real science buff, mm-hmm. but when it comes to the universe mm-hmm. and understanding the vastness of mm-hmm. this universe, I mean, our solar system is one little speck in there. And that's Earth, correct. If you take Earth, it's just another smaller speck.
Right.
But God had a vision so big.
Oh, man.
And it's still growing.
Yes,
I mean, they say the universe is continuing to grow.
Right.
And it's just growing beyond what we mm-hmm. can even see out right. there with the telescopes we're sending out and stuff. And so you think about, here's God. God is the ultimate visionary.
Right.
And he has put his spirit inside of us.
That's correct.
And he's created us to be visionaries.
That's right.
And, you know, most of us just kind of, you know, we, particularly probably when you're younger, you know, in your early 20s, you see a vision for yourself and where you want to be. You got a lot of energy.
Sure.
You're going towards it. But maybe things don't happen as fast as you think they should.
Right.
But then, you know, you're sitting there, you're going along, and then after a while, then your push or your drive towards that, because maybe it hadn't manifested like you thought it
right.
should, you tend to, it becomes more, like you said,
right.
A daydream.
Right, it's an
and
idle
you
thought.
Lose that, mm-hmm. that vision.
Well, so, the problem that I find, John, that a lot of people, you can't live on someone else's ideas. You can't live on someone else's dream. See, you got to have what I call mental mapping. And I right now I want to go to a verse of scripture that a minister, if you got a Bible, I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 29. I want to read verse 18. Now this, ladies and gentlemen, this is a powerful verse because this is dealing with your future. This is dealing where you're going, what you're going to do when you get there. So at least you'll know your future. And he says in Proverbs 29 verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, the word, happy is he. I find people that are happy when they know what they're doing, when they know where they're going. And people always say, Brother Jesse, can you give me an idea? Well, yes, you can live on my idea, but my idea is not perfect for your situation. It may help you along to get to your situation, but you have to develop what God has put inside of you. I don't believe God made any duplications. We're all originals. I mean, have you ever met another Jesse Duplantis?
No.
You know,
pretty safe to say.
You know, and I've never met another John Copeland. Yet your gifts are not like my gifts. Like when we go hunting together, I wish I could be you because I'd go home with some meat. But, you know, but I always go home with meat because I stop at the grocery store and buy some. Praise God. You know, that kind of stuff. But everybody has these gifts. What's so wonderful is that we can use each other's gifts for us to reach our destiny. Now, you know, they call Abraham, John, the father of faith. I don't call him that, even though I know he was. Ladies and gentlemen, I call him the father of mental mapping. In Hebrews 11, he said he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He was looking for something from God. Going back to what we said earlier about the universe, God is so vast. Yes, but you know, the reason why people can't understand this Bible, it's kind of like before we got that, what they call that big telescope they put up there? I can't think of that man's name. The Hubble's telescope. Before we had the Hubble's telescope, we could view our telescopes on the Earth, but we had to look through the Earth's atmosphere, which brought things cloudy.
It distorted.
Once we got Hubble up there, there was no atmosphere. We could look further and see those things. Then we found out that there's over 100 billion galaxies or solar systems like we have with 100 billion planet, moons, and stars. Now, they say that just happened. What's amazing to me, you can look so much through an intellectual prism that you don't realize who made the prism, you know, because man wants to be God. But, you know, God put that in man. He said, what is man that art mindful of him? Psalms 8. The son of man that thou visited him. Thou hast made him a little lower, and then some of y'all are going to freak out. Because, you know, he didn't say thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. The King James Version said that, ladies and gentlemen. But the translator said, we cannot translate this the way it's supposed to be because they're going to kill us. It said, thou hast made him a little lower than God. No, we're not the son of God, but we are a son of God. So when we begin to look through the eyes of Christ, oh, it's like we've got out of the atmosphere of the earth. Now we're looking through the Hubble telescope. Mm-hmm. We're beginning to see clearly. So Christianity to me is more than a religion. The religion part of it's man-made. But what's inside of me has the ability to hold all that knowledge, every bit of it. But we must search for it and then release it. I'm the architect of my life. That is what vision is all about. So I tell people all the time, I said, I love to daydream, but that's idle thoughts. Because, you know, it's nice. It's entertainment. But if you want to know where your vision is, it's in determined thoughts. Your determined thoughts will bring you to someplace. When you saw Marty, you had a determined thought to marry her. If it had just been an idle thought, you know, you'd have dated her, but I had some nice fun, and, you know, still a good friend. Don't misunderstand me. That's it. But when you determined, when you focused that this will be my wife, this will be the wife, this will be the mother of my children, all these things, when that happened, and then a covenant bond began to take place. It was more than love. It was actually your life was painted out with her for eternity.
So do you recommend that when people are, you know, they get the vision from God, mm-hmm. The Bible says write down the vision.
Make it plain.
Make it plain. Is that, where does that fit in mind mapping
okay.
for the vision?
Well, it says write down the vision, make it plain. To who? We have to ask the question to who? Well, not to God. He already knows. To you. I find I do best when I have notes. I find children do best when they study to take their test. So you have to make it plain. You have to take this thing and make it an outline in a sense. What has God called me to do? Well, it's that inner witness of that determined thought that produces you to that, see. Well, you get to a point in life where you say, you know what? This is what God's called me to do. I say this and I mean this. I was made for television. I love what we're doing now. I mean, I love preaching the gospel behind pulpits, but if I never preached another sermon behind a pulpit and I did this every day, Jesse would be in what we call hog heaven. You understand? Because I know God has called me to do that. Not so I could be popular. That has nothing to do with that. It's that's my destiny.
Well, what would you say to the guy or the woman that you know what God's called you to do? Mm-hmm. What about the people that are out there that would say, I don't know what God wants okay. me to do. I don't know, you know, what my vision is supposed to be.
Right.
I'm kind of lost as far as, okay. I have a job, but it's really not fulfilling God's kingdom
right.
that I can see. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Well, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. It don't come by heard. You see, there are a lot of people say, I don't know what I'm going to do because you hadn't been thinking. I'm not talking intellectually. See, you're trying to take a vision that God has given you and put a spiritual concept and trying to make it natural. Now, spiritual things do create natural manifestations. I say this all the time. A revelation without a manifestation is a missed opportunity. I mean, why would God give you a revelation without a manifestation? The other day, and I'll answer it with this. I was preaching a convention. It's four very famous preachers. If I name them, you know them. I was one of them. Not famous, but I'm just saying I just happen to be one of them.
Very great preachers.
Great preacher. Yeah, it's a great preacher. And so the host of the convention asked us all get up and speak about a minute. Just say something real quick. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the first one got up and said, God going to do this. And God going to do that. And I want to let you know, I said, the Lord going to do this. Then the second one got up and said, I'm telling you, God going to do this. And then the third one got up, God going to do this. Now, the place is screaming, shouting. I got up and said, when? I want to know when God going to do something. I want to know when I'm going to get healed, when I'm going to get blessed, when I'm going to be blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out. I'm a when person, and I'm a how person. How God's going to do this, when's God going to do this? Everybody went silent. And I said, I'm not trying to break the atmosphere here, but I tell you what, I am going to control my environment, or my environment will control me. I want to know when. And you know what? Everybody's always putting their vision and putting their faith into the future. But my Bible says now faith is. Mm. When you want to go hunting, when you want to go, you want to go now. You don't want to say, well, I'm going to go next year. Well, my Lord, no. You want to get out there and get out on that tundra out there and look for your animal. That's my point. I think a lot of people have said, God's going to do this. God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, my sheep know my voice. If you know you're saved, you get in a closet and say, God, something keeps, you have to, in fact, people already know what to do, but they may not want to do it. You see, those determined thoughts begin to happen. When God began to tell me, when he called me into the ministry, I, be honest with you, I wanted to use music as a crutch. Mm-hmm. Because I was a rocker. I know how to play music. And I mean it pridefully. I play 11 instruments. I can do that with my eyes closed. Then the Lord began to call me to the pulpit. No, no, we don't want to do no pulpit stuff. I'll sing them up to the high heavens and let the blue smoke come down. Glory to God. Have fun. But he said, no, I want you at this pulpit. Oh, no, Jesus, I am not educated enough. I don't know enough. He said, well, good. Because see, if you made a mistake, Jesse, you wouldn't know you made a mistake because you don't know what you're doing. And what he was saying was, walk by faith and not by sight. So when people say, I don't know, see, they want to see something. They're going into the natural. No, no, you're going to have to step out, launch out into the deep. Once you step, then you know. But that part from believing to knowing is kind of the tough part. Have you ever heard people try to convince themselves? I'm believing. I stand on the way. I think I'm believing. I don't know what I'm doing. Right, because, see, you're trying to go to God from a natural perspective when you go to God from a spiritual perspective. You see, and that's what I brought up more to you. Why? When you determine in your heart that love came to a point for her that this will be my wife forever. This will be the mother of my children forever. Well, it was settled in you, in her, and in heaven. And you have a fine family today.
So that's where you're going to start by just separating, getting in the prayer closet,
yes,
or whatever room, or
whatever,
getting away from all
right.
The hustle and bustle. Get in there and pray about it,
mm-hmm.
till you know that, you know a next step of this is where I'm supposed to go.
But don't make the mistake of just get up and leave. See, most people pray about it. They do this. Oh, God, I need this. I need that. See you later. And, then we give God time to talk. I mean, we've been doing all the talking. You know, most of the time when I go to God, I don't talk. You know, he already knows. Why should I tell God something he already knows? I mean, it's kind of silly. I never tell God what I have. He already knows that. I tell him what I want. Look, I'd like to have this. He already knows I have this or whatever. And it's the same way. You get in there. But the problem is, I think too many people, God's trying to say something, and they just get up and walk off, John. And God said, well, how can I tell you anything when you won't sit 5 seconds and let me do some talking? That's what we're talking about all in these 2 weeks. All of a sudden, your vision becomes like a panorama. I love epics, movies. Mm-hmm. When it comes to movies, I love the epics. And I like the wide screen because you can see it all. Yet there's a lot of the movie that's shot that if you put it on full screen, you're not seeing. And I think God thinks in wide screen. And we have to see the panorama of it. And it may seem close to you, but it's not. But I guarantee if you keep walking, you're going to get there. If I keep practicing, I will become a good hunter. It's just called practice. You begin to learn and think like the animal thinks instead of thinking like you think. And once you do that, because I've seen when you were hunting, I mean, your mind was already moving. You were running down the mountain before any of us thought. You already knew what the animal was going to do before it did it. And you were preparing yourself in a position to be at the place where you need to be. Well, that's done through dedication, commitment, discipline, and knowing your surroundings. You see, it's the same way spiritually. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this, and I mean it sincerely. God has a vision, and he has a dream for you. Now, tomorrow, I want to talk about imagination. People think, that's just God's stuff. That's just kid stuff. No, man. Imaginations, John, have no limits. You can fly.
That's right.
But see, it can be developed into a determined thought, a mental map. And even Abraham, God told Abraham to do the same thing. He looked for a city which foundation, whose builder and maker was God. John, he didn't know where he was going, but he started walking. Once he started walking, God recorded every place he put his foot. And then at one time he told him, he said, if you go to the north, you go to the south, you go to the east, you go to the west, wherever you put your foot, I have already given you. See, God knows the end from the beginning. We don't. And I think the reason why he doesn't tell us the end from the beginning, because we get lazy.
Well, do you think that if people could see where they were going to be, if they fulfilled God's plan for their life,
mm-hmm.
do you think that most people would say, there's no way?
Right.
From where they're at right now, that there's no way I could do that. Right. I mean, if you'd have told mom and dad back when, you know, we're living in a little house, no money.
Right.
No, you know, the ministry was them two. Mm-hmm. They would be, you know, on television worldwide, offices around the world, helping people all over the world, making an impact in the world. If do you think that they could have ever seen that at that stage? I don't. I think that's why God gives us the plan for where we're at. And he for him to reveal the whole thing would probably put a lot of us into shock.
Well, it's like you don't teach a child in the first grade calculus. I mean, because the kid is not going to understand it. Not that they're dumb. If you train them, they'll learn calculus. The whole key to this, if you saw the end, you'd say, no, I couldn't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, God told me this all the time. Everything God's ever told me, he said, is impossible. And I have brought up my case. I said, God, this is impossible. You know what he said, John? Mm-hmm. He looked me in the face like I'm looking at you. He said, but it's doable. I said, I can't convince him not to do this. See, I'm trying to convince God to back up. That's what I'm really doing. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that with my actions. I said, but it's impossible. He said, but it's doable. You see, so as we begin to walk and train ourselves, then like your mother and father, the vision of KCM all over the world begin to take place. Now you tell your daddy something to your mother, son, they leap. Yeah. I mean, oh, they just go. Why? But if he'd have told us that at the very beginning, it would have overwhelmed us because we'd have tried to figure out how do we do this in the natural. It's not a natural thing. It's a spiritual thing that produces natural manifestations. So you grow in that. That's called vision.
From my experience with God, he doesn't call you to do something that's easy or possible.
Right.
To you. I mean, it is possible, but it doesn't seem that way to you because of your experiences, the way you were brought up, you know, side of the tracks you were brought up on, whatever the case is. He doesn't call you to do something that seems easy. It's going to require faith.
And it's going to require two of you, you and God.
You and God.
Yeah, you're looking at your ability. It doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen, but his ability with your ability produces what you need.
So, as it's going to require faith, then you can't get stymied or stop at the fact that, well, I just don't see how I could ever do that. That's too far out of reach for me. I'm not that kind of person or whatever. You have to step up and know that as you step out, God's going to help you do that. And he's going to help you accomplish that.
That's right. Not
just going to be you. So don't go anywhere because we'll have some more here in a minute and we'll be right back.
Does it seem like your life is passing you by? Have you lost your passion for life? Are you unsure of your destiny and purpose? We all have a special calling on our lives. We're all here for a reason. We all have a purpose. In the newest release from Jesse Duplantis, The Everyday Visionary, you can find purpose for your life, realize your potential, and start living now. With practical principles, Jesse explains how to get your vision from God, how to move that vision to reality, and why it is so important to make every day count towards something good. God desires for you to live an active and fulfilled life. We're not here to just exist, but to do well, live happy, and to make a difference for God. You can find your purpose and make it a reality today. Be courageous, step out, focus your thoughts, and change your life. Order your copy of Jesse Duplantis' new book, The Everyday Visionary, today for only $16. For faster delivery, order on our website at kcm.org. To order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or you may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn how to become an everyday visionary and fulfill God's plan for your life. Order your copy today.
Jesse, you have a new book
out,
and it's called The Everyday Visionary. Focus your thoughts and change your life. This book right here is an awesome message about how to get out of where you're at, the same old, and start putting your life on a plan, on God's plan, and fulfilling the vision that God's given you. It's a simple yet profound way of preaching the good news about Jesus. You keep your vision or your dream alive. Do not use can't and never will.
That's right.
You can't use those words. Yes. Isn't that right?
That's correct, because it'll destroy you. It's more than a self-help book. A lot of self-help books. Ladies and gentlemen, this works. I want something that works.
I want to encourage you to get it, because if you want to see a difference in your life, if you want to change from where you're at, then you have to get the vision that God's given you, the plan for your life, and then know how to walk that out and fulfill that. So order it today. We have in 2 weeks Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd to the 8th here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's our hometown meeting.
Amen.
It's one of the best ones we have. You know, I'll tell you, being hometown right here, it's got a different feel to it.
I love it. I get to wear my cowboy boots. I like it.
It's going to be you and Creflo and Jerry, Savelle, and my mom and dad. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a great meeting. So you don't want to miss that. For information, you can just go to kcm.org. Like Dad says, in 2009, the glory will shine. So we'll see you tomorrow. And this is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention.
It's a time of refreshing.
To get just saturated completely with the Word of God.
Abraham's blessing is mine. The Eden blessing is mine. My circumstance is supposed to look just like the Garden of Eden.
It's life for my children. It's health to my children.
We came to hear from God.
Now that you're in Christ Jesus, then you can walk together with Him in this earth realm.
The more you engage, the more you receive.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
Vision is huge. I spent too many years of my life without it, but now it's what I do on a daily basis. I call those things that are not as though they were, and that's the way my day goes.
Without vision, you really can't succeed in anything. You've got to have something that you're always working towards and moving toward. So I think without vision, then there's no chance for success.
Vision is what God gives you. It's your life. It gives you something to hope for, believe in. When sometimes things aren't going according to plan, that vision God reminds you of, and it keeps you focused, it keeps you on track, saying, yes, this is what I'm running the race for.
God just wants you to engage in life and not be driftwood. So the year of the driftwood is over. This is the year of engagement, and spiritually, physically, emotionally, and steer your life to what God wants.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Vision is given to you to fulfill the Word of God. Every one of you that has a destiny and a destination today is to fulfill the Word of God in your life. So quit saying, I don't know what I'm going to do.